This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM Birmingham and 91.5 WSGN Gadsden. I'm Sarah D'Elia. At the core of Jefferson County's sewer problems is a question of fairness. Are Jefferson County sewer rates reasonable? What defines reasonable? And if they're not, how do we change sewer rates? Kyle Whitmire is with AL.com in the Birmingham News. He joins us now. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So Jefferson County's sewer rates are among the highest in the country. And if you ask the average person, they probably think that our sewer rates are pretty unreasonable and not very fair. But Kyle, how do you define reasonable rates in bankruptcy court?
Well, I mean, for the average person, it's not even just that they think that they're not very fair. If you ask them if they're reasonable, they think that they look at you like you're asking them if they think that murder should be illegal. They're extremely high here. We're among the highest in the country. But when you get to this question of how high is too high, you go from the subjective to the, you know, trying to put objective terms to it. There are a lot of different ways of doing that. You can look at it in proportion to household income. You can look at it in proportion to median, you know, home values. But it's going to be a question that Jefferson County has to answer. Because Alabama law says that those rates must be reasonable. And if you know, they don't get past that stumbling block, they're going to have a real problem.
A lot of people are asking that question right now. What is reasonable? And how does that you know, pertain to the rates? Is this the first time that people are asking Jefferson County about what means reasonable? I mean, is history repeating itself?
No. Well, I mean, we had a lawsuit. And this is sort of lurking out there. It's referred to as the Wilson case. It happened in 2008. Several plaintiffs came forward and said, we've passed this reasonable threshold. We want to dial rates back. Forget the sewer rate increases that the county commission wants to impose later this year. They said they're too high right now. All litigation against the county, all lawsuits against the county are sort of frozen in place by this bankruptcy. They sort of have this bulletproof vest that they get to keep there until they emerge from bankruptcy. But the one thing that the county cannot afford to do is let that case sit out there waiting for them, because what are they pledging to pay off the sewer debt? Sewer revenues. If that case comes, you know, is unfrozen, they lose it, suddenly they have to cut rates in half. Suddenly we're right back into bankruptcy. So they have to deal with this now, and they're not really. They're sort of dancing around the issue.
How fragile exactly is Jefferson County right now with its exit plan? I mean, would it just take someone to sue the county for unreasonable and discriminatory sewer rates to bring us back right to square one?
Well, we have parties coming forward right now making objections to the county's bankruptcy plan, called a plan of adjustment and plan, what are called plan support agreements, in court. The deadline for making those is tomorrow. Those parties will be heard next week in a hearing in bankruptcy court, and that's probably where this issue is going to be dealt with, or the court is going to begin dealing with this issue, and the judge is going to have to decide whether or not the county has made its case that, you know, these, you know, it's okay to charge what they're proposing to charge.
And finally, Kyle, which comes first, raising rates to help Jefferson County exit bankruptcy or making sure they're reasonable, or rather, what should come first?
Well, what the county is doing is sort of trying to get to a certain number with its creditors, saying, okay, we're going to pay $1.9 billion of debt, and then we're going to raise sewer rates to whatever is necessary to pay that. The plaintiffs in this case, their plaintiff's lawyer said, you're doing it backwards. You've got to figure out what is reasonable. And then you have to figure out what debt will that service, and that's the number you reach. So they're arguing that they're putting the cart before the horse.
Kyle Whitmire is a political reporter for AL.com and the Birmingham News. Kyle, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.